What a lovely day it is. It's rather a nice view, isn't it? At the end of that, you see, just where the break comes is the Thames. Yeah. That way is Maidenhead. And this way is... are all the other, you know, the rivers. The famous ferry is just down here. Twickenham Ferry. I'm very fond of it. That tree... You might have a look at that tree, because it's a rather rare. That tree I saw, reflected in a looking glass, struck by lightning. I mean, it's very unusual indeed to see anything struck by lightning, but that particular tree, which is, although rather large, the apple of my eye, doesn't belong to me, of course. It's a wonderful tree. It's 105 feet high. And the lightning... All the bark, all the loose bark was stripped off, and the particular bit of lightning I saw went into, lifted them in the two branches, you see. Bits of bark, I think, that have been nestling there, and a little tiny funnel. The funny thing is, I mean, just as a matter of experience, although I can remember every detail of the smoke spiraling up from the burning bark that the lightning had lit, you see. It's only a little bunch, I suppose. I can't remember the noise. It must have been a terrific bang, you see. I felt nothing about that at all. I didn't feel any kind of shock. I was in bed. Best place you could be, is it? I was surprised it didn't break the glass. All these windows, it didn't break a single pane of glass. It was heavy rain, so it put out any small fire. But all the bark was just shed like a woman taking off her petticoat at the bottom of the tree. And I believe it's not out of danger, yes. It looks all right. I mean, it's come out this spring, you see. It was the spring before this. But I've heard that if a tree is struck by lightning, it doesn't live more than 5 years. Have you ever heard of it? Well, I hope it isn't true. It'd be an awful thing for that to go, wouldn't it? Beautiful tree.